The settlement reached with the ACLU this week comes after more than a decade of complaints from inmates and investigations into inmate deaths, including one suicide. ACLU attorney Larry Dupuis says once it's filed with the court, the prison will be required to hire a medical director for the prison who will be responsible for bringing prisoner health care program into compliance with federal guidelines.
In some ways, the biggest thing is they'll be the person with whom the buck stops, somebody with responsibility for overall quality of care and timeliness of care at the prison, which has never been there before. You know, it's always been part-time doctors filling those positions.
Dupuis says there will also be an independent doctor consultant overseeing the prison's compliance with a 12-point plan for improving both medical care and access issues for disabled inmates. If the prison doesn't meet the requirements in the agreement, the ACLU can take them back to court.
Hopefully the consultant will be able to, you know, say, okay, I'm seeing that you're falling below the percentage targets for this particular issue. I think this is how you should address that. And if they do and it brings them into compliance, then we don't have to go to court.
Dupuis says he hopes the DOC will try to improve health care in the state men's prisons as well, but he says it's unlikely to happen soon because of the deficit in the state budget. The Department of Corrections declined to comment on the settlement until it's filed with the court on Friday. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.